Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
One of my favorite features that we have here on the show, Ekasi Economics. Ekasinomics really is what we're discussing. And this is primarily really focused on entrepreneurs, business owners who might be based within the townships of South Africa, but also might be fulfilling the needs and appealing to that particular clientele. But the truth is, an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. Is an entrepreneur, regardless of where it is that they're based, but it's the solutions that we provide that certainly differentiate us in terms of what it is that we're trying to do. And this evening, we speak to someone who operates within the alcohol industry, a sector that we know has been hard done by the lockdown as a result of the pandemic. But true to nature, like a South African entrepreneur who has shown some chutzpah, chias, some might say, and really shown some great ambition and resilience. We speak to the founder of Siwela Wines, an online wine company established in the Western Cape, but certainly having operated in a remarkable market and in remarkable climate within the local environment. To help us share more, not only about her journey, but of course the entrepreneurial experience of being a creator of a wine beverage, we join on the line by Siwela Masoka, the founder of Siwela Wines. Siwela, thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. How are you?
I am keeping very well, thank you. Quite excited to speak to you tonight.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
Indeed. I must actually say, the first time I came across your brand of wines, it was based on a tweet where previously you had worked for one of the largest alcohol beverage companies in South Africa and the continent, really, and fast tracked to a few years later where you yourself have now created your own wine line. I guess congratulations, firstly. And secondly, perhaps if you can indulge us and share more about your story.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have indeed been privileged, and I'm happy to have walked this journey because, you know, I feel very blessed and privileged that I'm able to do what I love doing, that I was able to follow my passion, that I was able to work hard at my dreams and make them a reality. I firstly got the idea of, you know, being in the wine space, or rather owning my own winery, back in 2012 when I was a student at Cape Peninsula University of Technology studying biotechnology. And that's how I got to have this idea that maybe one day I can, you know, have my own wine, make my own wine, and actually be the first amongst, you know, first young people from where I come from to venture in this kind of an industry. So biotechnology is basically, you know, the science that is applied in various industries such as beverages and food, agriculture, and pharmaceuticals. And I think because it was in the Western Cape, obviously the first thing that, you know, that you would think about in Cape Town is wine. Yeah. So I think that is why we focused a lot on winemaking instead of other products or other industries. And I thought to myself, this is so interesting, you know, coming from where I come from in a small village in Limpopo where you don't really walk around and see, you know, vineyards. You don't come across black people in the industry. You could never even think that, you know, you could make a business out of this kind of an industry. And I thought to myself, you know, I think for the first time in my life, this is what I want to do. And it was just, you know, a few years later when I graduated, I got my first job with one of the wineries in Stellenbosch where I actually learned a lot. And, you know, that inspired me to learn more about the industry, which also landed me, you know, my permanent role with, you know, with the Stell, which is currently the biggest wine and spirit producer and distributor. So I worked there for 4 years in the quality department. And as soon as, you know, I was ready to go into the market and build a name for myself, but most importantly, what I had wanted to do was to be an inspiration to other young people, you know, be that person that I never got to have when I thought to myself I wanted to be in the industry, when I thought to myself I wanted to be a winemaker. I wanted to be in the business of wine. I wanted young people to look at me and many other young people that are coming into the industry and say, you know, I think I want to be a winemaker because, you know, I want to be like Sibuela. And just have that representation, have that transformation within the sector. And especially considering that it was a sector that I was already in. I was already a I was already, you know, a young person in that industry. But when I looked around, I couldn't see anybody that represents me in this industry. And so that's how I got to build the brand Sibuela. And today, when we started actually with just a few bottles of our first wine, which was the red blend, which is now an award-winning wine.
Look
among
at you.
Many other
well done.
Among the other award-winning holders. And today we basically produce about 80,000 units a year. And not only that, but we've also recently launched our Urban Winery, which is located in Camden Park. So basically, you know, you get to have the whole experience of being in the winelands without actually being at the winelands.
And so you brought the winelands to you brought the vineyards to Joburg.
I brought them back with me. And we do a whole lot of things there. We do wine tastings. We also currently offer, you know, educational courses for people who really want to just enjoy their wine and know exactly what is it that they're drinking.
Exactly. And I'm so intrigued by this because, as you say, I can sense the passion as you speak. Trust me, Sibuela. And I can certainly tell that this is a baby that you're proud of, as you rightfully should be, because you certainly have made an indelible mark in the industry. But I'm keen to understand, in a market like South Africa, which is actually, some might say, saturated when it comes to wineries in the country, how have you been able to differentiate yourself, especially within the current climate, right? In the midst of a pandemic, several alcohol bans, how have you pivoted? How have you remained relevant and, most importantly, ultra competitive against some of your peers?
I think, you know, we can't deny the fact that the South African market is very saturated. So if I were to say it, I would say that there is no space for any brand at this moment, any new brand.
Right.
But from the beginning, I thought to myself that, you know, I'm going to be creating a brand that is just going to be unique in, you know, from how it looks, from what it represents, and to who it's going to speak to. So, and I think, you know, when I started, I told myself that I'm not going to be competing in spaces where the bigger brands are already competing at. I'm not going to be sending out the same message that the bigger brands are going are currently, you know, singing or saying. So I'm currently just, you know, looking at markets that were previously neglected. And these markets, you know, basically my main target audience is, you know, the beginners in wine consumption, people who are new to wine, people who want to drink wine but they just can't find the kind of wine that's in the market already, and they find the wines unaccommodative for them. So that's where I was playing at that market that maybe many other producers have neglected. And I think also when we started, we just decided that we're not going to be in retail stores. We're not going to be in hotels. But we're just going to build this brand online. Because that market already is oversaturated, right? Mm-hmm. So hotel owners and retailers probably don't know which brand to remove so that they can put in Sibuela. Because already their shelves are full. And even if they were to put the brand Sibuela, even if it were to stand out, even if people were to buy it, you know, the truth is, when people walk into a retail store, sometimes you get so overwhelmed, you don't even know which wine to pick because there's just so many. And, you know, there's just so much competition on a retail space, on retail shelves. There is just too much competition.
And that hasn't disrupted your reach at all, Sibuela, in terms of reaching more clients and customers?
No, it hasn't. It just created an opportunity. You know, somehow it actually makes it an exclusive brand where people know, you know, I can't just drink this brand every day. I can't just access this every day. So when I access it, it's more like I don't know how to put it. It makes it more premium, so more exclusive, because only when you buy at certain areas and from a certain channel, you can get access to it. So not everybody can actually access this product.
Oh,
but, you know, we still reach you know, the number of people that we were hoping to reach. And actually, when I started, I didn't think that people would buy the brand as much as they do now. So the support has been, you know, amazing, which also led, you know, contributed to our growth. And, you know, that also helps us a lot in terms of sustaining the brand, because we do need, you know, the brand to sell, the wine to sell, so we can remain in business one more day.
Exactly. I can tell your heart is in this project. I can see through your Twitter profile that you have a strong community that certainly follows this. But help us understand the business aspect of things, right? Because opening up a winery is, as you say, not as simple as many might think, but comes with the experience that you have, the technical background, and of course, a sense of support. So I guess if you could briefly explain to us, you know, some of the challenges that you might have faced in terms of establishing your winery, and some key lessons that you might be able to share with other entrepreneurs.
I think, you know, when it comes to establishing a wine business, so the most important thing is obviously, I think for me, the most important thing before you could even think about, you know, you making wine or you selling wine is basically your market. So you need to know, are there people that are going to buy this product? And if nobody is going to buy the product, then there's no point in going into the business, because we go into the wine business so we can sell the wines we produce at the end of the day. So there has to be a market. And if there's no market for that wine or your product or you as a brand, then there's no need going into that market. Maybe try something else. And the other thing is what I realized, you know, being in the industry, and basically just running my business for the couple of years, I also learned that, you know, this is a capital intensive industry. So when we say capital intensive industry, I look at things that are required in order for you to set up even a mini winery. Mm-hmm. When you think of, you know, the tanks that you require, the equipment, a startup capital that you need to buy at the beginning, it comes in as very expensive. Not everybody can afford that. And this is also an industry that is not widely funded by a lot of government organizations. So people like me really just have to, you know, vent for themselves. Like I had to
scratch. How did you raise capital?
When I started, I used to save a lot of money from my salary when I was still working. Mm-hmm. And I took out a retrenchment package. So that also was invested back into the business. And then I also got loans from my mother. I also got loans from the bank.
Oh, the typical entrepreneur story, right? Bootstrapping, pension fund, loans from family, friends.
Well, you know what? It all went there. As painful as it was, everything went there. And even today, as I speak, you know, all the money just really goes into reinvesting into the business. And I think, you know, that's what keeps me going, because at the end of the day, you don't have anywhere else you could ask for money for if things go bad. Just now, last year, we were not able to trade, and that resulted in a lot of losses for us.
How did you cope,
a lot
by
of
the way?
Debt as well. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't say I coped, but I'm here, so maybe that means I coped. But it was the hardest hit for us as a small business, and we haven't recovered. So I'm hoping that in the next few months, 6 months or so, we'll be able to recover in terms of the losses that we incurred, and then we can just, you know, maybe next year, maybe there will be hope. But I'm just happy and glad that we are still in business, and, you know, our doors are still open, because it could have been otherwise.
Yep, no, it could have been otherwise. And as you say, you're here, you're still standing, so that clearly speaks volumes.
New
in terms
opportunities.
Of that. Precisely. And I'm keen, Siwela, as we do conclude this conversation, your passion is certainly felt in this conversation. You've guided us in terms of the challenges that you had to face, and most importantly, how best you have survived. And started your business through bootstrapping and other avenues of raising capital, gaining the experience, and of course penetrating the market in a very unique and different way. To close off with, there might be other entrepreneurs who are keen to get into the sector as well, who are keen to expand in terms of wineries and the experiences that can be felt there. What's your advice to these entrepreneurs who are looking to grow?
My advice is, if you're looking to go into the wine business, if you love it, if you love wine and you know, you think you can make it, I think it's worth investing into. But I think everybody that goes into the wine business needs to know that this is not a you know, a money-making scheme. You can't just wake up and, you know, make millions out of it. It takes time, and your passion is the only thing that is going to keep you going when everything else falls. And I think what's also important is that people invest in the skills that is that are required for them, you know, to run the businesses, you know, to make wine, to run an actual wine business. It is important that you invest in those skills, no matter how expensive it may be. It's just important that you get the right skills for you to be able to, you know, to run everything efficiently. And other than that, it's just a matter of, you know, you looking at what's not there and trying to fill in that gap and just being patient and working hard each and every day. And I cannot forget that what's also important is being innovative and creative. That's all that matters.
Innovative, creative, and of course, making sure that you understand the market that you're looking to enter into. Siwela, thank you so much for your time. Quite a phenomenal journey that you've shared with us this evening, and looking forward to hearing more about the growth and the endeavors that you look to undertake. And fingers crossed that there is no major further bans in the industry, right? Because we're well aware.
I hope so.
We're well aware of the damage that it's caused. And I think a lot of South Africans would agree that they might be thirsty, so they need to stock up. So thank you so much for your time, Siwela. Really appreciate you sharing your journey with us. Our guest this evening, the founder of Siwela Wines, an online winery, urban winery, which has really grown in leaps and bounds in South Africa. That was our guest, Siwela Masoka.
Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.